We welcome you to our bonus segment here. Dave Spadaro along with Glenn Mack now, who has a list of the five best Eagles rookie season performances in your memory.
Correct. Going back about 30 yards on this. 30 years on this one. Not 30 yards.
30 yards.
Here you go. Well, listen, already Carson Wentz has broken every Eagles rookie quarterback record there is. So at the end of the year, he will be on this list. I'll give you two honorable mentions before I get to it. Trey Thomas had a very good rookie year, played all 16 games at left tackle.
After being booed vociferously at the draft.
Trey was?
I was at Dave and Buster's. It was 1998. It was
really?
Yeah.
The era of bad feelings?
They wanted Randy Moss. Who would have wanted Randy Moss?
Yeah. By the way, all due respect to Trey.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been bad either. No. DeSean Jackson, honorable mention, had a very nice rookie season. Only two touchdowns as a rookie.
Yeah.
I was surprised by that. All right, number five, Jordan Matthews, who I took over DeSean Jackson. It came down to him and DeSean for the last one. He had more catches than DeSean as a rookie, 67 to 62. More touchdowns, 8-2. Not as many yards, but close. Never a star, but I think a really nice, consistent player for this franchise and figures to be for years to come.
I agree. Hard worker, somebody you want to be in your locker room, on your team, on the field.
All right, number four. Oh, how soon we forget Cody Parkey, man. Cody Parkey is a rookie. Came in here and set an NFL record with 150 points, 32 field goals as a rookie. The first Eagle rookie to make it to a Pro Bowl since 1988. 4-for-4 over 50 yards as a rookie. And here's my trivia question for Dave Spadaro.
Yep.
Did you know that an Eagles kicker won Rookie of the Year once upon a time?
I did not. Bobby Walston.
Paul McFadden.
Paul McFadden, the pride of Youngstown State.
Which makes me think, if he was Rookie of the Year in 1984, nobody had nobody else?
No.
That's it?
Why is he not on a Rookie of the Year list? Because he's
only
too
went
far back
30 years.
Yeah.
There you go.
He went back 30 yards.
Well, he did.
And he made it.
All right, here you go. Number three.
Cody Parkey, by the way, made the Pro Bowl that year, right?
That's what you
said. Yeah, yeah. Great season. Yeah.
Great season. Yeah. And then he tore the groin muscle, he's now in Cleveland. I wish him well.
Doing well.
Number three, Corey Simon. The year after they drafted Donovan in the first round, they drafted Corey Simon with the sixth overall pick, is my memory?
Fifth or sixth pick.
Okay, there you go. 9.5 sacks as a rookie, 52 tackles a rookie. By the way, both career highs for him. Played five good seasons here, played in all those championship games. Eagles put the franchise tag on him after 2004. They could not agree to anything. They finally let him go as a free agent. He goes to Indianapolis and never was quite as good for him after he left as when he was here. Nice player, great rookie season, couple of Pro Bowls, Corey Simon.
Okay.
All right, number two. Dave, if you list your top 10 favorite Eagle players, I'm curious. This guy is on my top 10 all-time favorite Eagles, and that is Eric Allen. As a rookie in 1988, he started all 16 games, proved he was not only capable of creating turnovers, he could also hit people as a cornerback. He could tackle, he could hit, picked up five passes as a rookie, 65 tackles, made six Pro Bowls, was an All-Pro. What a great player, class act, Eric Allen.
All right, just keep it coming, Glenn, because this is what we need here for the Philadelphia Eagles in 2017, another impact rookie class.
Right. He was a second-round pick, right?
Yes, he was.
There you go.
Buddy Ryan. Yep.
Yeah, would be great to get that. This was a first-round pick of Buddy Ryan, and this was a great, great player. The best rookie I have seen in my time in Philadelphia was Keith Jackson. Keith Jackson came in 1988, caught 81 passes, franchise record as a rookie, 870 yards, six touchdowns. Pro Bowl. The season ended in the Fog Bowl. What was funny is I kind of remember him dropping the passes in the Fog Bowl, but he had seven catches, 142 yards that day. Had overall just a great, great rookie season.
Great career as an Eagle and then left the team in free agency, went on to Miami, also Green Bay, played very well, and defined what a modern tight end is before his time. Good list.
Thank you.
Rookies, excellent seasons. Carson Wentz soon to join that list. And that is our bonus segment here. Glenn Macnell, Dave Spadaro.